Welcome to Shom Achshav Anadav, Shir Espanso, Lo Yunishma Asayim B'Yak V'Shom, Le'a Basitzchok. We're only Bo'abas Rodav Kuf Samechei. The more on the top of Amudalav says, Omar Rav, Roi B'Gezel, U'miud B'Arayas, V'Hakol B'Loshon Hara. The Rashbam explains that most people are choshud on stealing, on Gezel. But the miut, the minority, is an Arayas. And you may le hakol b'loshonara means that everybody is nichshal loshonara, and as Gemara explains, it means avak loshonara. The Maharal in Chiddush HaGodes, this is the last Chiddush HaGodes of Masechet Baba Basra, he comes and explains the idea is that arayis, people are embarrassed to be nichshal and arayis. It's a maise meguna. So that's why most people avoid being nichshal and arayis. But Gezel doesn't look so bad if someone, you know, found some kind of a head there to steal. As the Rashbam explains that what it means, Roi Begezel, is that people find, or you are a setter. They say, yeah, this is fine, I can do this. It doesn't look so bad if someone was able to finagle some money. It doesn't look so bad as a rias. And Loshon Hara says the Maharal, Adirav, when a person says a good gossip about somebody else, it looks, he gets comfort. People say, oh look, this guy is an interesting person. They respect him. So it's not megun, it's the opposite of gnus. And the Maharal continues on, and towards the end of his words, he explains even more. He says, arayis is a very physical action. It belongs to the guf. And that's why most people don't connect to it. But gezel is not so physical. So there are people who feel more comfortable with it. Loshon Hara, which is not a maise at all, it's just a dibur. That people don't consider to be anything wrong. And that's why, that's what the Gemara means, Roi Begezel, Miut Barayas, Hakol B'Loshon Hara. So according to the Maharal, the reason why Miut Barayas is not that they're not interested in Arayas, it's just Dover Megun, it's not appropriate. And this connects well to explain Divir Rambam, because the Rambam, in Perek Chav Beis Misur Abil, starts in Alocha Yud Ches and says, there's nothing in the Torah which is hard for most people, for the majority of people, to get away from. So the Rambam says clearly that the majority of people, it's hard for them to get away from arayis. But then in the next halacha, the Rambam says, person who is interested in gezel and arayis, and he's attracted by it, every congregation, every group of people, there's always going to be some people that are parts of Arayas, and then it brings our Gemara, where if Begezel miut b'Arayas, akol b'avak loshon hara. So the Mefarshim should bring the question, the Rambam, Maloch Yutches, seems to say that everybody is nichshal in Arayas. It's hard for the entire nation to do it. And then Maloch Yutches, he says it's only a mute. So the pre-show in Eved Ezer Simon Chofei, he brings this question, and he brings two answers. His first answer is that what the Rambam says, that it's kosher lifrish, is talking about prutzim b'arayis. Meaning someone who's already sinning in arayis, for him to get out of it, is very hard. It's very hard to leave that avera. That's what the Rambam brings, that Am Yisrael was doing arayis before Matan Torah, it was very hard for them to leave. But to start, to become the Baal Avera, that's only a mute. Meaning, what the Rambam says, the majority of people, it's hard to get away. Majority of the prutzim is hard to leave the avera they already have in their hand. But most people don't have this avera. But then the preacher brings a second answer, and the second answer works with the Maharal. Second answer of the preacher is that for the majority of people, it is a challenge. But although it's a challenge, they're still able to withhold the challenge and to be able to pass the challenge. And that's why only a mute are nichshal. It's difficult for all, but only in the minority are the ones that sin. And that's what the Maharal says, that people, it's not appropriate because it's so physical. That's why people are able to stop themselves. But it's still a challenge, and that's what the Rambam means. And so says the Chido in Pesach Enayim. Another thing the Prisha bring, Arayas, Loshon Hara, and Gezel, that's Rosh HaTevor's Egel. Egel, Ein Gimel Amit. And the Sefer Oilu Lusifrayim, Mamar Rish Aleph, he brings the same idea, that Egel is Rosh HaTevois, Arayas Gezel, and Loshen. And he says that in Ma'ase Egel, it says, Ve'yakumu le'tzachek, Chazal Dashen, that they did Gimel Averis Chamurus, Kinarayas, Shechaz Domim, and Avodah Zarah. So he says, Zodah Lusifrayim, that's why it says le'tzachek, just say the Averis. Because they didn't do the actual Averis. They just did the things which are similar to the Averis, which our Gemara is referring to. Gezel keneged Shechaz Domim, Arayas keneged Gilar Arayas, and Lashon Hara keneged Avodah Zarah. And that's what is brought down. Takash Bogu told Moshe Rabbeinu that every generation has Avoyna Hegel, which means these Averis are every generation, because every these Averis always exist. And we'll conclude with another Hapshat in the Gemara of the Iyun Yaakov. The Iyun Yaakov says, when it means Roy Begezel, it doesn't mean the majority of people Nichsha Begezel. But it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not punish people unless the majority of people are Begezel. As we saw in the Mabul that it says Mola or it's Chomos. It's only a minority doing Gezel, they won't be punished. But by Arayas, Miutum Barayas, even if there's only a minority that are Nichsha and Arayas, they all will be punished. That's what's brought down. Zimri Zino V'Noflu Kama Revovos B'Yisrael. A little bit of Znus causes a plague to all Klal Yisrael. And Lashon Hara, the Mamash needs to be everybody Nichshel Lashon Hara in order to punish Am Yisrael for it. That's a pshat of the Iyun Yaakov. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.